I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid. How you been, Louise?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, Sally. Mm-hmm. I think I'm fine.
Oh.
I think I'm fine.
What's making you doubt?
Well, I've had a little sipples. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm not fine, am I?
New words.
Sipples. I've had some sipples of some swines. And I'll tell you what.
Scratchings again.
Oh, do you know what? I've got a whole bag of those. Mm-hmm. Next door in the dining room that I completely forgot to...
That's why you said swine, isn't it?
Swines. Mm. I've got about four bags of them. In answer to your question, I'm fine. Thank you. Yeah. Are you all right?
Well, if I was waiting for you to ask.
Oh, sorry. Are you okay?
Yes. No, I'm fine. Thank you. I am. I mean, I'm a little bit tipsy because we've just done a record and with a lovely drink. Do you know what, Lou? I'm always very happy when our guests suggest a drink that's nice.
You like.
Well, I mean, for the most part, they do. But every now and then there's a little curveball and it's a Buckfast or it's a, I don't know, what, something else horrific.
A snake bite.
Yeah, well that turned out to be quite nice, actually, didn't it? But, there's people that try and trick you and, you know, catch you out with some vile stuff. But we've just been speaking to lovely Alison June Smith, who is, my friend described Alison as Disney.
She is, isn't she? She's all of the Disney princesses and lovely people all in one.
All that positivity, and it's not fake either.
No,
Alison, it's genuine. She makes you feel good. She plies you with Prosecco. She tells you that it's good for you, and tells you why.
What I was going to say was this organic Prosecco from Aldi, you don't have a booze rouge, Sally.
Oh.
Now, is that because you've got an organic wine?
Maybe because I've got a bit of a tan.
Oh, there you go. Then that's that then. Nothing to do with it. Ah. No. Shall we just listen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hello, Alison June Smith.
Hello, ladies. I'm so delighted to be here.
We're very delighted to have you.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Alison, tell us what your drink of choice is, please.
Okay, well, first off, I want to start this off by saying that I had several other drinks in mind. And I am going to bring this up because Tom Stade fucking beat me to the punch and did the drink that I should be doing this episode, which is the Caesar, which was invented in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, which is where I'm from. It was invented at Caesar's Steakhouse. It is a take on the Bloody Mary. He didn't even know all these details. Can I just point that out? He didn't even know. He probably didn't tell you that these Caesars are dressed. Okay, so the big thing about a Caesar is the more things that come on top of a Caesar, you can get a Caesar that has like a celery in it, a pickled bean. Sometimes you get a wing. I went to a, like a chicken wing. I went to a place where I recently had a shrimp on top of it. The whole goal of the Caesar is to dress up the Caesar too. What is this Caesar? What's the theme of this Caesar? Caesars are incredible. Horseradish is a very secret ingredient that sometimes a lot of people don't put in a Caesar. It makes it delicious. So my episode is not about the Caesar. It should have been. Tom Stade took it, and that's fine. Tom, I'm glad you enjoy a Caesar, but I, as a Calgarian, just needed to point out a few things. So,
Thank you, Alison.
You're welcome. So I went with my backup drink. It is definitely not as fancy, but I've even waited to like open up the bottle because I wanted you guys to, I wanted to teach a little bit about opening up a bottle.
I've opened mine.
That's okay, Sally. Don't worry about it. But you know, okay, so.
Talk us through it, Alison.
Yeah, so my drink of choice. Now, when I first came to the UK, I am from Canada, as I screamed earlier on before, and I had never drank Prosecco before. And so I came
to
the UK.
What?
Yeah, it's not a big thing. When I left Canada 9 years ago, like I'm sure it was out there, but it wasn't like a thing. And then I came to the UK and everywhere it was like Prosecco, Prosecco, Prosecco. And I was like, oh, well, I like bubbles. So I fell in love with Prosecco. So I've drank many a bottle of Prosecco. This Prosecco that I've recommended, I mean, Sally, you've drank it with me several times before. I am a huge fan of this Prosecco. It costs $7.99. And it is from Aldi. Yeah. It is Aldi's organic Prosecco. To me, it is the best out of all the Proseccos. It is not a frizzante. Let me tell you, frizzante, everyone, is when there aren't that many bubbles or it's little tiny bubbles. I like a non-frizzante. I want bubbles. I want to feel tickling in my mouth and in my
throat.
To me, that is the point of a sparkle, right? So this is a non-frizzante, so it's got a lot of kick to it, which is why I really love it. I think no sulfites, an organic wine, is the key, everyone. I guarantee you will have minimum, if no, hangover with non-sulfates. This is my belief. So this is my wine of choice. Now, I've learned a lot about opening Proseccos in the past, and this is why I wanted to open one. Now, here's the key. Okay, so most Proseccos, you know, they have the tear-off thing, so we tear off the thing.
Lou doing it.
Yeah, Lou's doing it, and we rip off the top, the tin foil. It's okay, Lou.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I was just watching Alison, so like, oh God, yeah. Oh, this is how you do it. And I forgot I had one.
I'm just watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you get the little thing. Now look at. I'm going to do this live, and it's not going to work. Okay. Now the key is, so you twist off your metal top. We all know that little weird twisty toppy. Here's the key: getting the actual cork out. A lot of people think the key is to twist the cork.
No.
You hold the cork. You twist the bottom
of the bottle.
The bottom of the bottle as well.
That's the key. Yeah. Watch, I'm going to do it now, and I'm not going to be able to do it because my hands are slippy. I just creamed
my hands. Use a tea towel. Oh, you creamed her hands.
She just creamed her hands.
Alison. I mean, for the listener, Alison looks sparkly. She's come to this record. She's made an effort.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got glasses that sparkle, and they do. Yeah. They've got like little sparkly diamante on. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And also, she's got beautiful makeup. You look fantastic.
Yeah, the fringe is on fire today,
guys.
Gorgeous style. She's got, you've got earrings in. I mean, Lou.
So good to me.
Yes.
Look and learn.
Okay.
Ladies, come on now.
I think Sally is a little bit in love with you, Alison.
Oh, she looks amazing. I can't stop staring at her.
It's a lot of Prosecco we've drank together over the years. Okay, so here we go. So twisting from the bottom, you will get a better grip. I got to use the curtain again. You'll get a better grip if you twist from... Oh, this is going all wrong. I was really excited
to teach you all. Never cream before twisting.
Never cream before opening Prosecco. Here, let me use my pants.
But use your thighs, like as if you're...
From the bottom.
Yeah, shove it between your Canadian thighs of joy.
Here we go. We got some movement.
Oh, she's out of breath. Alison's out of breath.
Oh, my gosh.
But the good thing about Prosecco is you burn a few calories before you get to it. Yeah. That is also a real perk.
Yeah.
A real perk.
Oh, God. Go, girl. Come on.
God.
Come on.
Alison. Come on, Alison. We're with you.
You can do it, Alison.
You guys.
Yeah. I just got sleep and everything out now.
I chilled it. I got it all ready. Now, the other thing you can do is always call your boyfriend to open it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What happens? Oh my God! Here I am being all feminine. I could do this. We
yeah.
don't need women. We don't need men.
Do your teeth. Do your teeth.
Just here we go. Here we go.
Oh oh oh!
I feel it.
Oh,
I can feel it.
Oh,
I can feel it.
God, I feel like I'm having sex with
yes!
you.
Yes.
Woo.
Yeah, that man. Is truly how hard it is for me to have an orgasm as well, everyone. So we've all shared.
Take a breather, girl.
So, okay. Now,
have a cigarette, Alison.
My next step, once we have the bottle open. Now.
And that's the end of the podcast.
There we go. That's it. That's all we can put on air. No, okay. So here we go. Then, I'm a big fan. Now, a lot of people like to add, the traditional way to drink Prosecco is to add a frozen grape. Were you aware of that?
No.
Yes, the Italians, because Prosecco is, it's the Italian champagne. And so often what they will do is freeze grapes and put a frozen grape in. I don't know why grapes. Oh. It's just what it is. For me, I found over the years, some people add things to Prosecco. What is that other booze called? Chambre?
Oh, chamboise or something. Yes, the blackcurrant thing.
Yeah, blackcurrant, yeah. Which is lovely. Gives it a nice little taste. Mm-hmm. You know, some people throw in a little blueberry. I've even got a little blueberry here in case someone doesn't know what a blueberry is. Anyway, but what I like is strawberry. So what you got to do is you take one or even two strawberries. But here's the thing, guys. You can't just plop the strawberry in. You can't even just cut it in half. What you need to do.
No.
I like Here to dice up my strawberry.
Gosh, she's doing it now. Look.
Oh, it's like Ainsley Harriet in a kitchen.
Cut it into four. And then you just like little bits. You want little bits. I'll show you. So you want like a ton. So that way you're getting more actual strawberry juice, in with the Prosecco. So it's like a bit more of an actual flavoring. Now, we'll start off with one. Sometimes I go up to two. What I like to do throughout the evening, too, is sometimes I leave those strawberries in there just to suck up all the Prosecco. And then I have a huge glass of strawberry at the end. I know it's wild. It's crazy. But that's what I do. So that is the way I highly, highly recommend having strawberry in a Prosecco. Now, this is always the tricky part, the pouring, right? The pouring.
Do you ever put it like a shrimp on it or anything like that? Like,
no, that's more of a savory drink. But I appreciate that you're like, hey, maybe I could put a blueberry on the side, though. I could.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
There we go. A little blueberry. It doesn't look as pretty, does it?
Okay.
When it comes to the pouring, you cannot rush this process.
No.
It's almost anticipating the drink is what I think the pour is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's real bubbly. We got a real bubbler here, right? Yeah. So you don't want to go too quick. You want to give it a minute. And you just want to like, I always gently start it off just to see, where are we at? Where are we at bubble-wise? Oh, we're pretty bubbly.
I feel like I'm watching like an OnlyFans page.
Yeah, I'm feeling quite.
Or like the porn channel or something like that. But obviously not Rudy Doody's, but this is beautiful.
And I get a nice, steady pour. Because the other thing, too, is I don't want it to fizz up too much. If it fizzes up too much, you lose some of the bubble upon the pouring. So what you want is just get a real even pour. And let's not be, let's go right up. I've had a rough day. I fell over. I think I bruised my sternum. So we're going to fill it right to the top here. There we go.
Have you really fallen over, Alison?
I have. Can you hear
that? Oh.
That's the sound of fun, everyone.
The bubbles.
Lou's
weren't making that noise, were they, Lou?
No, it wasn't. I've obviously no portion control. I've put mine
got
in
hers
a
pint glass.
I love it. Yeah.
And I chopped up about four strawberries in there. There you go.
Know why they always do a sparkly in a glass like this when you have champagne or you have Prosecco? Do you know literally why it is like that?
You're going to tell us, though.
To let it gas up or something?
Also, it tickles your nose. You're supposed to get a little tickle on your nose, right?
It's very sexy, isn't it? Yeah, full disclosure, they didn't have any strawberries in the shop, so I had a passion fruit left over from a recording we did last week, and I've shoved in the pulp of a passion fruit. I mean, why not?
Do you know what a good use of that? That's an excellent use.
So, I mean, it looks like vomit, really. But,
yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah, but...
But how does it taste? How is it with passion fruit? I do love passion fruit.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Mm. Chin chin.
It's quite tart.
Is it tart?
Actually, yeah. Because the passion fruit might not be ripe. You know what I should have done? I should have sieved the passion fruit, the juice, somehow, rather than...
Than having
just got the juice, yeah. But...
It's still lovely.
I mean,
civilized on a whatever afternoon this is, and we're just
it's a Monday
sitting here. It's a Monday. Thank you, Sally.
Right now we're like ladies who lunch. That is what this is, right?
Yeah.
This is a ladies who lunch. Mm. No, we're just catching up. How's your day been? We'll just pick up the kids after three of these, right? We'll cut it off at three. That's what ladies that lunch do.
Yeah. We'll have to steal some kids, obviously, to do that. But you know, that can be done. We've had the history of Prosecco. Funnily enough, when you said you didn't drink Prosecco before you came to the UK. I associate you with Prosecco. It's what I think of you, that's the drink of Alice and June Smith, as far as I'm concerned.
It's my favorite. Maybe we'll do a gin and a low, slimline tonic? Yeah. Because, again, it's that bubbly. But there's just some about a Prosecco that is refreshing. I love a Prosecco. You know?
But that's class, isn't it? And that's you all over, Alison, isn't it? Like... It's class, isn't it? And that's why I'm going to say, because for the listener, Alison has the most magnificent fringe, which Sally and I...
We
fangirl over the fringe.
Yeah.
But what I like the way is that it sort of curves round so that there'll be no, it won't get damp off the drink.
No.
It won't, it's not in the way. You can see what you're drinking. Mm-hmm. You can see where you're going. Mm-hmm. The fringe is curled underneath. But I'd like to think that was like years of drinking Prosecco has
my hair is just formulated.
Hair. Yeah, over like the glass.
Talking to the other hairs. Just trust us, grow this way. It's easier. Otherwise, you will get wet. Yeah.
Trees on a narrow road where the lorries go like that.
Yeah.
After a
while, over. Yeah. Alison, what was when you were training to drink when you were in your youth?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it was in your youth.
Yeah.
What was your training drink of choice in Canada?
Okay, so in Canada, I would say, I mean, you know, I didn't know what I was doing, like all of us when I first started drinking, but I think when I really hit my stride in uni, right, when I really hit my stride, rosés. I was drinking.
Shut up.
White Zinfandel, actually.
Oh, the sweet one. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, not, but then you would have been young. So
I was young. I was like, 18? I didn't know any better. And I would drink that like
hot.
Oh my God, like magnums, like the big bottles. I would just drink it. So that's really when I was in my prime. And then I took a break from drinking for quite some time. And then when I got back into it, again, it was the wine. So I think my drink of choice has always been some sort of wine.
Great.
I've always been drawn to that. Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
And 18 years, that's quite late. Well, in British terms.
In UK terms, I was like 87 million years old at that point. I was a goody two-shoes. I had a lot of good friends. We weren't really drinkers. I was involved with a lot of plays and theatrical presentations.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't really drink. I drank when I was 17 because my mom allowed me to get a fake ID because she was like, well, all your friends are 18, so you're going to want to drink with your friends. And before that, they would also boot for me. So a lot of times there'd be like drama parties and we would just go drink at someone's house. So they'd be like, we'll buy you what you want. We know you're safe at Janice's party with all your geeky drama friends. Go ahead and drink. All the boys are gay. We don't care. Do your thing. And literally, so it was like, I wasn't a real big, it just wasn't, you know. So, 17.
What did you call it? Boot for you. Somebody would boot for you.
Yes, that's a Canadian term. Bootleg. So you get someone to go bootleg for you. Boot for you. So you get someone older to go into the store. You'd hang around outside and be like, I'll give you $10 if you'll buy me a bottle. But my parents did that for me, so I didn't have to.
Will you go and boot for me, please, kind sir?
Dear
Thank
sir.
You.
Hello.
So 18, and then did you get very drunk? Do you have some drunk stories from the rosé years, as we're going to call them?
God, they were The reason why I stopped drinking was from those rosé years. I realized that, like, I just made a lot of bad decisions when I was drunk. When you're drunk, there is no monitoring, right? Everything is a yes, let's, right? Everything is a yes, let's game in your brain. You're like, let's go for it. There is no, no, let's do. And I went home with far too many men that I regret. And I literally think, I remember waking up one morning looking at the guy and going, this is the guy that I thought was the most repulsive thing when I first came to the party. And now I am lying beside him. I'm going to take a break from the rosé.
Rosé goggles.
Oh, God. Yeah, I feel bad.
I mean, I've got to go and pick up a top this afternoon that's been delivered to Tesco, which I bought. I don't even know what I bought. It's one of those. I was at home just looking at the website, thinking that looks nice. And then it just got the message going, it's arrived at Tesco. And I think, oh, good. Who knows what that is?
Great.
Yeah. Thanks for that. That's strong though. Yeah, you're right. It seemed such a good idea at the time. It always seems a good idea.
Absolutely. Yes, let's do this. Whatever thought you have, you just impulsively act on it. I took a step back. I took a step back. Now that I'm older and I'm around safer people for the most part, that's why you'll always see. Usually the reason why Sally and I have drank so many bottles is because I have crashed at Sally's places when I'm doing gigs, and I will drink in the safety of her home with her.
Yeah.
But when I'm out and about in the world, I'm not a big drinker because I know what could happen. So I just back off till I'm in a safe place with a friend, and then I let loose because there's going to be some crying. There's going to be some yelling. There's probably going to be some laughs. But I don't really know what will come out, and I still want to keep the people in my life that I have. So.
You say Sally's house is a safe space, but Alison, maybe my experiences of staying at Sally's is very different to yours. This is the only safe thing that's ever happened while I've been drinking with Sally is that she's got so ill one day that the next day I did my accounts.
Oh yeah, she did.
She was in bed for the whole day. So that's the only safe.
How Lou safe got away with that, I'll never know.
We drank five bottles of wine. All different colours, didn't we?
Yeah, it wasn't just five bottles of Sauvignon Blanc. We went through... I mean, I didn't know there were that many colours of wine.
Yeah,
I'm very impressed with you both. It should have been organic. It should have been organic. You would have been in a bit better state. I really believe this. I really believe sulfates are the thing that, like, get us.
Where I used to live in Chalton in Manchesterford upon Thames, there is a shop there called Unicorn, which is a vegan supermarket, and they sell organic wines. So a friend of mine was like, you... don't buy your wine from anywhere else because next door is a Tesco supermarket, but obviously that's cheaper, isn't it? But the organic wines that they sell there, I do believe that Alison, that your sulfates and your, if it's organic, you won't have that much of a, I say that much of a headache because does depend on how many bottles you
Yeah, this is true. If you go five bottles, I mean, you're still going to feel it, but I'm just saying it'll probably be a bit lighter than before. But that's why I love Aldi. I got to say, and look, I'm sure there's listeners around the world who don't live in the UK. Aldi is like our...
it's everywhere, I think, isn't it, Aldi? Really?
Not in Canada. I haven't seen an Aldi yet in Canada.
Sorry.
So I don't know about... I know. It's a... if you're a thrifty person, it is a fiscally intelligent place to shop at. $7.99 for an excellent Prosecco.
Yeah.
Like, I bet
come
you Unicorn,
guys.
It would be like £25 per bottle because that's what they'll do. And they should, right? It's fancy wine.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I'm like, you can find your organics at inexpensive places as well. There's more and more organic stuff all over the place, so I highly encourage it.
So you won't get that many hangovers then, but if you did get a hangover, Alison, what would be your hangover cure?
Obviously, nothing to do the next day is always a treat, right? Which is why I usually try to keep my drinking binges to when I know I can do nothing the next day.
Yeah.
So and then I would say a hangover cure is probably... like, you want bread. I always crave carbohydrates. Maybe some grease, but I'm more just like a carbohydrate girl, like croissants,
toast, cheese on toast, that sort of thing is what will get me through. Maybe a Greggs. I do enjoy a Greggs, like a sausage dirty roll. Bitch. I do. I know. Ooh,
it's
I know.
Very I know. Sexual. This yeah. recording, isn't it?
She's the Canadian Nigella Lawson, isn't she?
I'm going for it, guys. Yeah, a little sausage roll. Crisps or chips, as we'd say in North America. I'm a crisp girl. Like, I could go through crisps like nobody's business, but on a hangover day, for sure. And then also, I usually want to order something, right? I usually get a takeaway of some sort. So a lot of times a curry here, now that I'm in the UK, will like kick it out of you a little bit if you get a nice spicy curry.
So you wouldn't top up then with another drink?
No, I can't do one of those. I mean, I know they say the best way is hair of the dog, right? Have more the next day.
Nothing sweet, though. You've not gone to chocolate at all, have you?
I am not a chocolate gal. I don't. No. Sweets, no. Savory is my thing. Cheese, breads.
Cheese.
Salt.
Ugh. Yeah. Allison.
I know.
Cheese.
I know.
Fuck. I know this is...
No,
oh, I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, I was going to say, I was watching a movie the other day, and it was like this really intense, like... like love scene between these two people, and all I could think about was that he had brought out this delicious looking cheese board and it was just left to the side as they started to do their thing, and I was like, this is, what are you talking about? I don't care if it was Jason Momoa in the room, I'd be like, is that a spreadable mature cheddar? I'm sorry, I've never seen anything like, I would have to at least taste all the cheeses at least once.
Yes.
Have some sex, go back to the cheese. I was distracted by the fact that I was like, that's a huge full table of cheese. I don't he'll be there after the cheese. He's not going anywhere. Yeah.
No. But or midway through as a snack halfway. Now did I tell you this the other day, Sally, about the donut man?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Alison. I was in
the
throes.
Does Eddie know you're calling him this? Does he know that is?
He's not here, so I can tell you this story. I was midway through a session of coitus, Alison. I was going to say a gentleman. He wasn't. And halfway through, he pulled out a donut from I don't know where, Alison. He stopped mid-thrust, ate the donut, then brushed the sugar off his hands, and then ploughed back on in.
And you took it.
I was absolutely livid that he didn't offer me any.
I was going to say, number one, let's flip the donut.
Yes. And then I had sugar in my pubes, which was really annoying.
No.
Awful. But had it been cheese and bread,
you would have
accepted
in.
That.
I would have been like, I get you. You need to pick me up right now. But a donut halfway through.
Yeah.
And so, like, he fully just stopped.
Yeah, there was a bag of donuts under the bed after I found them after. So he must have pre-planned. Oh, I might have an energy dip halfway through banging in her.
But that's what I was wondering. Do you think he was doing it genuinely? Like, this may seem weird, but I am doing you a service. I feel my blood sugar crash.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Could you imagine if he stopped and took, like, a finger prick test and, like, hang on, just let me...
Yeah.
We're back in the room. We're back in the room. Like,
what a weird thing to do. But had it been cheese and bread, happy days, plough on in. Come on.
Alison, do you find the drink, as a Canadian, do you find the drinking habits of Canadians and British different?
Yeah. I find them different in that, look, I used to think Canadians could drink. And then I arrived in this country. The big thing is, though, our beer, for what it's worth, in Canada is a lot stronger. Right. Okay, so your lagers here, what are they, like 2 or 3% or something minimal? Yes. So people can drink beer. In Canada, it's like 5. That's your starting, right?
Wow.
Like, people have beer and they're like, woo. So I also think there's a little bit of that in there, because if I watch a guy drink like 20 lagers in one night, I'm like, that's really 10 Canadian, you know? So I'm like, okay, you know? But I feel like... just because drinking has been such a part of the culture in the UK for so long, because let's face it, years and years and years ago, pubs were nicer than a lot of people's houses. So like going to the pub was what you did to get warm. You'd probably have a meal after work. Binge drinking, the whole idea was you drank a lot early because the pubs were going to shut at 9. So you were home by 10 in bed and then get up at 7 a.m., go to work, repeat the process. So I feel like... the binge drinking culture, the get as many in as you can, is kind of like a culturally learned thing, even though the times are different now and people don't have to like get in as many as you can before nine. It's still that whole thing. So I feel like, yeah, culturally, there is just more, and it's just so much more common. Like it's really interesting. Whereas in Canada, I think there's a lot of people who would like, you'd hang out with your friends and smoke a joint. There wouldn't be any booze involved. Like a lot of people, there's a lot more like joint smoking and socializing kind of thing. Whereas here it was strictly booze. And also I think, and I don't want to overstep my bounds and I don't want to upset anyone, but I feel like emotions for many years here in the UK, people weren't encouraged to share them as much.
Mm. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. What? Who is this? What are you talking about?
So I think drinking was a real good way for people to be like, all right, and you know what else? And it gave people a chance to like let that barrier down and to be. And even now, I still find it funny, like if someone does something atrocious on a night out, like unforgivable behavior, people in the UK will be like, well, you know, he had a drink. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, well, all right. Yeah. But my mom always taught me this saying, and I've never forgotten it. A drunk man's words are a sober man's thoughts.
Oh.
So
say that again. A drunk man's words
are a sober man's thoughts. So sober people may have thoughts and go, all right, I'm with it. Drunk people have thoughts and then go, here are my instant thoughts right now. And sometimes you're like, oh, I didn't need to know that about you. I didn't. I feel like maybe in the UK people, you know, to let the walls down a little bit, a drink was like how they did it. Because stiff upper lip, you were taught to serve. You were a surviving nation. You got through world wars. You know what I mean? Like people.
I do sometimes think I wish people would still have a bit of a stiff upper lip as well, though. Just, I mean, sometimes you just don't want to know it. Oh, yes, you're feeling a bit down. Can we, so aren't we all? Let's get on.
Like when you ask people how they are and they tell you.
And they tell you.
I don't want to know. I'm being polite. When I say how are you, I mean hello. Let's move on to the next whatever. I don't really want to know how you are.
I think we should start encouraging people to just say hello then, because that was another thing when I first moved to the UK and everyone would be like, "You all right?" And like, I truly did not know that that meant hello. So for the first couple of months, I was like, "Do I still look jet lagged? Like, what the fuck is wrong with me?" Y'all right? Am I bleeding? Am I all right? I do not know. Like, y'all right? Y'all right? I have no fucking idea. And then I realized, oh, that's hello, how are you? Like, I didn't get it. So let's just say hello from now on. I say this to not get into conversation. Hey, it's so good to see you. Hi. Oh. Lovely to see you. Oh, it's so great to be with you again. Oh,
how you are.
There's no questions. No. I don't need to get engaged. Yeah. If it's someone I care about, I will ask. If it's someone I, you know, don't want to get into it, great to see you. Yeah, hello. Yeah, yeah. So good to. The last time I saw you was, it's a statement, not a question. That way I don't engage.
God, she's clever.
Do you know, can I just quickly go back to the pub opening hours in the UK? Because you said they closed at 9.
Back in the day.
They do. I live now.
Oh, yeah, but you live in a sort of, well, I don't know. I can't describe where you are.
I'm talking long days ago. You know what I mean? When
like in the
older. Yeah. And they'd go
like
to
the 1800s
pub
rather than the 1970s. Okay.
But even when you look at London, I don't know about you guys, but whenever I go to London, before they started to make the tubes go later, it was like the moment I left my house, I was like, okay, what time do I need to? Because it did seem like London fucking shuts down early. By 10 p.m., if you don't know how you're getting home, you know, things will be done by 11. Oh my God, you could be abandoned. So even I did feel like the whole system was like still, everything's earlier. Be sure you can. All right. Okay. I got to leave by 10:30. So I got to get my drinks. I still feel that way a little bit in London. Mm. Now the tubes are getting back to normal and you can like relax. But
I think given that all the prices and going up and everything and electricity, I think we might have to go back to those days where we go and spend our evenings in the pub. Because we won't be able to afford. It's cheaper going for a pint and a packet of crisps in the pub than it is staying at home,
turning
heating
on your
house,
heat,
isn't it?
Well, I just had a delivery of logs this morning.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah,
you have the shit, Sally.
I've got them in. I've got them in for the Woodburn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Alison, tell us some drunk stories.
Oh, okay. What kind of drunk stories? I mean,
the best. The worst.
Have you got categories? Are there injuries? Yeah. Are there embarrassments?
There's injuries. There's injuries. Yeah. I once fell down two flights of stairs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. In university, that was a good one. I fell down two cement stairs, everyone. Like hard stairs. Did not break a bone. I fall a lot, and I think instinctively I know, tuck my head, go loose. That's the key when you fall. Tuck your head, go loose. Also, a very, when you're having sex, sometimes that comes in handy. Tuck your head, go loose. Tuck your head, go loose. And I do
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, tuck your head, go loose. It is literally, when you're about to fall, just like guard your head, the rest. Don't try and fight the fall. Don't try and fight. And I think I've fallen so many times in my life that my body's like, yeah, instinctually we know to just go loose. Yeah. Go loose. Just do loosing, except for your head. Watch your head. That's why I think I hurt my sternum on this last fall. I was walking the dog and I ran three steps and I just, my boot caught. This is what you get for running in rain boots / wellies. Mm. And my boot caught and I just went down so hard. Oh. And Danny was like, he's like, I looked at 1 second and you were up. And then I looked away and then all of a sudden I just saw your head go down.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, I know. And I like, I think I went down and I was going to go face first. So I kind of turned like, I knew tuck my head, go loose, but I kind of turned. And I think what I've done is literally like, because the pain's right here. I think I've hurt my sternum. So,
Do you know what, though? You didn't crush that fringe. You did not crush the fringe.
Saved the fringe.
I didn't. Yeah. I didn't wreck my tights. I didn't damage any clothing. Very rarely will I damage clothing when I fall. And I mean, it can be a big fall.
How often are you falling, Alison?
Oh, I mean, like weekly.
Really?
I just fall. I don't know what it is. My ankles give out. I just like
pissed. I just you're pissed all the time. I love that you don't. You don't. Do anything to your clothing.
But I've never ruined an item of clothing falling. Not
can't
one pair of tights
anymore. But she's beautifully dressed.
Broken sternum, but my Madeline outfits are still kicking it. Everyone.
pissed falling. Have you fallen over pissed?
Oh God, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are many I can't remember, and I'm sure there are many that, you know, they're a blur. But falling over pissed. So yeah, a lot of falling. That down the stairs was the real exciting one. Trying to think of like real crazy things that I've done. Oh, a lot of times I don't remember, like once I get to that point. Like I remember one time, the first time I went to Newcastle, surprise, surprise, and I got so wasted. And my friend Lindsay was like, oh, do you remember that night in Newcastle? I was like, no, I have no idea. And she's like, yeah, I didn't think so. Because you were speaking French to a guy in the bar. I was like, I don't speak French. She's like, oh, I'm fully aware of that. But at that moment in the evening, you truly thought you were going to whip out your primary French skills. And, you know, I was all bonjour, comment ça? And I have never in my life tried to speak fluent French.
I can see the link. I bet you were pretending to be French Canadian, weren't you?
I guess that's what happened. I guess that's what happened. But I spoke French. Another time I was so drunk, all I can remember was I needed to lean on the wall and sing Beyonce's All the Single Ladies. It was the only thing at that time that was keeping me from not vomiting. I was like, all the single ladies. And I just thought, if I keep singing this, I will not vomit. And I didn't vomit.
Well done.
Another time I was so drunk, I couldn't, I was at a hotel and I couldn't find my keys in my bag. So I thought the best thing to do would be lay down on the ground and put the bag on the same level with me. That way it was just easier for me to fish in my bag and find. Yeah. So I had to lay down to get my keys. Those are some of the highlights of some
are
of
these. Do you think these are Prosecco-driven nights or...
Those are nights that turn into like a lot of other drinks because I trust people and people are like, let's do a shot or do you want to try this or this is really lovely. Like it's just all, yeah.
Any shots in particular that you?
I mean, Zambuca, I find repulsive.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. People give me Zambucas and I'm just like, brr.
Do you do that thing where you pour it over your shoulder and pretend you've taken it?
Yay! Yeah, I have done that. I've dumped full glasses of booze into bathroom sinks. Like if I know I'm at my limit and someone's like, one more, I'll be like, really? Come on. I'll be like, all right, this one's going in the sink. Thank you. And I'll be right back. And I do.
I've probably told this before, but I was out and I was so drunk. My friend said to me, I've never seen you that drunk before, ever. And like she said, I've been drunk with you so many times. I've never seen you that drunk. And then they were doing shots but I knew, no, don't, you can't do shots. You can't speak. You can't stand. Don't do a shot. So I said, no, I don't want a shot. Cause my head just went, it was just a waste of money. I'm not going to drink it. And then they got me little shots of tap water.
Oh.
I could join the shots. I can have the fun, but I'm not putting tequila in my body.
Those are good friends.
Yeah.
To be like,
I wouldn't have done that to you.
No, you wouldn't have done that. You would have sat on me and made me
poured it in your eyeball.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're taking it one way or the other. Yeah.
Oh, Sally, I think I'm going to do the quick fire round. Alison, June, Brian, Tarquin, Aloysius, Smith. Are you ready for the quick fire round?
I'm ready.
Okay. Ba 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 ba.
Lou always does the music. Even when I do the quickfire round, she does the music. And I think she expects me to do the music when she's doing it.
Yeah, I did. But I knew that you weren't going to do it.
It wasn't coming in, was it?
No, it wasn't. No. Okay. Are you ready, Alison? Let's go.
I'm ready.
Okay. Red or white wine?
White.
Prosecco or Carver?
Prosecco.
Port Scratchings or crisps?
Crisps.
Bloody Mary or Caesar?
Caesar.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Vodka or gin?
Gin.
Screw cap or cork?
Cork.
Good girl. Lager or cider?
Cider.
UK or Canada?
It really depends on what. Are we talking booze? UK. Are we talking life? I don't know. I'm torn.
Oh, you're Natalie Imbruglia. Great. Lou or Sally?
No, I will not be a part of this. I refuse to be a part of that. You can't. That's like, you know, air without water. That's like sand without a beach. That's like, I can't. No, no.
Okay. I'll take
people
that.
People have done.
Yeah.
Monsters.
Yeah, they are. They're all monsters, Alison.
And it's Sally that wins.
No, it's not. We're one all, aren't we?
I think we are one all, yeah. Yeah. I like that sand without a beach. Alison, you're so poetic and so like, what's the word? Not languid. Isn't that a pasta? Oh no, that's linguine. Anyway, it doesn't matter. No, languid. Linguist. No, I don't know.
You were
a linguist? A linguist?
Maybe. Yeah.
No,
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
What you mean. Words just come out in all the right order. And they
Alison
sound
June.
Lovely.
Alison June Wordsmith. Yeah, get out.
I'll take that. Thank you.
Come on.
Halloween must be a big time for you, I guess, coming up. It's more America, is it?
Canada's the same because we are engulfed by America. So we have all the values of Britain, but we are forced to live like Americans. That is what happens in Canada.
So do you have some drink? Oh, sorry. Do you have some drinks over Halloween? Is there any kind of Halloween drink that...
I mean, I'm sure there are some takes on like, I've had like a candied apple shot. So bobbing for apples or candied apples. You guys have candied apples, don't you, at Halloween?
Toffee apples, aren't they? That's what we call them.
Oh, okay. So ours are more of like a candied. So it's like a sugary kind of crisp coating.
Like those sweets that your nan used to buy you for Christmas.
Yes.
Like those candied fruits.
Yes. Like that. It's like a crunch almost. Toffee's like.
No, it's still crunchy, isn't it, toffee? But it's we only have toffee flavor. Mm. We call them toffee anyway. It's a similar thing, but perhaps you have more flavors.
Yeah, maybe. So I've had some like shots like that. But I can't think of any like specific Halloween. I'm sure people have concoctions like a ghost.
Yeah, pumpkin vodka or,
or pumpkin something spice like that. I'm sure.
What about Christmas then? That must be that's a big occasion in Canada, if it's anything like America.
Absolutely. Christmas is huge. I think, though, mainly Christmas is like wines. What's interesting, though, is they are now getting more into Proseccos and like Cavas. You're getting more of that at Christmas. But growing up, I never remember. Could just be my family. They were just like wine in a box kind of people, right? Mm-hmm. You know? Good old wine in a box.
Mm. Yeah. Don't knock it. Sally loves it.
It keeps.
Wine in a box.
It keeps.
It does keep. And then when you have children, they can play with that tinfoil pillow that you take out afterwards and blow it up. They can be water wings. Anyway, it's true. I wasn't allowed to play with many kids growing up. It was a lot of wines. Wines were the main thing I would see at Christmas. There wasn't, maybe some Baileys. People would bring out Baileys. I think that's a very Christmas thing. But I think we're pretty similar.
Is sherry a connected? No, but we
always had sherry in our house because my grandmother from Manchester, who used to always visit us growing up, she loved a little glass of sherry in the evening. So sherry has always been around in my family. Same with crumpets. I always knew of crumpets. A lot of people in Canada don't know about crumpets.
Hey, where I live, Alison, they have like, I very recently discovered that they do things called pikelets, which
skinny crumpets.
Skinny crumpets. But there's a shop down the road from here that makes pikelet gin.
No.
Crumpet flavored gin.
No.
What do you mix that with?
They're like bread. Bread flavoured gin almost.
Yeah, but delicious, I would imagine. I've not tried it. Maybe, Alison, you'll have to come and visit when Sally's here and we'll go and have a pikelet gin.
I would love to look at Sally's face. Are we going to have a pikelet gin?
We'll watch you have one.
It does sound like a fish, though, doesn't it? Pikelet.
Pikelet does sound like a fish.
Sounds something you dreamt that you were going to find out.
No! Honestly, I will send you a link. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm going to send you a link,
Sally Ann, non-believer.
I know they're real because I was trying to not eat bread and I loved crumpets, so I bought pikelets. Because I could eat six pikelets instead of two crumpets. It's the same amount, but it just felt like so much more. Like I could keep eating pikelets. Whereas one crumpet, you were done. Whereas pikelets are so skinny, they're like little skinny crumpets.
Yeah. I had no idea that these things existed.
It's Staffordshire. I'm Googling it. It's from the Moorland Pottery.
Yeah.
In Staffordshire. Yeah. Oh, she tells of the truth, Alison. She tells the truth.
I
tell you no lie, motherfucker. Yeah. Excuse me.
No need for that. What's there?
I just said it. I don't know why I said it. It's because I've had a drink. That's what it is. Great. Yeah.
It comes out. This is the thing I realized today when I was about to do the podcast. I was like, I'm probably going to be a little drunk midday. I was like, I still have to pack. I'm going to Berlin tomorrow. I was happens, Alison. What happens, happens. You just enjoy doing the podcast. And
are you going to try and rebuild the wall?
No. Oh, my God. No, but you know what's so funny? Can I show you this? When I first moved to the UK, I went to the museum, the British Museum, and this is part of the Berlin Wall, and it was the first day I moved to the UK. Oh, sorry, and it said "Change Your Life," and that's part of the Berlin Wall.
Is that part of the Berlin Wall? So it said that to the listener, Alison's sharing a photo of this on her phone.
Phone, and I've kept it on there for 9 years because I just thought it was so monumental.
Yes,
the first thing I really went to do in the UK was like, I was like, oh, I'll go see the British Museum, and it was like that piece of the Berlin Wall that said "Change Your Life," and I was like, I am right now. So yeah,
wow, the Berlin Wall. It's like synergy. Yeah, like the universe took you there, Alison.
It's all about it. It's all about synergy.
Wow. Wow. So you're not going to build the wall again then? No.
No, are you working there? Yeah. I am working. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
Alison.
Telling jokes. Yeah, I'm working.
Just imagining you go there with your little bricks and your cement and
this is how we do it Canadian style. I would not rebuild the Berlin Wall.
I've spoken about this before, I think, but my dad is convinced that he is one of the reasons that the Berlin Wall came down.
I don't think you have ever spoken about that.
Have I not?
I don't think so.
My dad was in a group called International Rescue. Yes, that's right, off of the Thunderbirds. And they used to go to international disasters. So earthquakes or landslides or flooding, whatever. And he went to Armenia when there was an earthquake in Armenia. And he went and they, like, Sally, are you still awake? Lovely.
You know, I was thinking about, I'm having a few days away soon, and I was thinking, where shall I go?
I'm so sorry. I'm telling you some very historical bits here, and Sally's
maybe
thinking,
I'll go to Berlin. Maybe I will go to. No, maybe.
Sorry, I'm back in the room, Lou.
Don't worry. No.
Anyway,
he helped with the earthquake, and then all the other European countries were helping as well, because they would just be on their own digging people out. But then the UK brought them all together, and West Germany and East Germany came together to help. And then shortly after that, the Berlin Wall came down. And that's how my dad thought he was responsible for bringing the Berlin Wall down. But you think about your holiday, Sally. Don't worry about that. You have a little think about your weekend.
I think that's lovely that your dad is so connected to something that he's like, no, this was a monumental thing and I did do that. How lovely is that? That's nice.
Yeah, don't ask Sally how lovely it is, though, because I'll have to go over the story again. Because
maybe Malmo? You want to go to Malmo, Sally? That's nice. What about...
I was thinking Valencia, maybe.
That's funny.
Well done, your dad.
Yeah. Well done, my dad. On a strange note, my strawberries are changing colour in my drink.
Yeah, they'll do that. Eventually they start to go more white because the Prosecco is, stripping the sweet sugar out of it. Yeah. That's why it's so fun at the end when you drink all the strawberries, because they are like saturated in Prosecco.
Oh.
And it's almost what we would call, I know you guys have probably never heard about this drink. Maybe this is what I should have done, but it's a lot of fucking work. It's called a Yucca Flux.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Yeah, I'll yuck your flux. So Yucca Flux is a drink that is basically, is it gin and vodka? With a bunch of cut up fruit. And you just let it like ferment you just let it sit. And so like this fruit is like super boozy. And normally someone will have like a Yucca Flux party. And then everyone will come over and get drunk on this like Yucca Flux mix. And it's kind of like what the fruit tastes like at the end, because it's like absorbed all the alcohol. Mm-hmm. And so it's like your own little personal Yucca Flux party, guys.
Oh, I'd be very ill.
So when do you start creating the drink?
The Yucca Flux?
Yeah.
You'd probably start that day, but you would make it like earlier on. Mm. Watermelon, grapes, probably some pineapple, maybe some other melon of some sort, depending on what you like. But it's like tropical fruit chopped up and it's
like making a Christmas cake in September, isn't it? Let the brandy or whatever else skip.
I don't know, Sally. I was just thinking about going away for the weekend there, halfway through that.
Valencia is lovely this time of year.
You get a lot of fruit in Valencia. I might pour some vodka on it.
Here's what I love. I love that you can tell by the look in her eyes that she's checked out.
I've seen that look so many times, Alison, when she's gone. It's like, she's gone. I've lost her.
Back in the
room. Lost her. Yeah, it's like that form of epilepsy. You know when people have that form of epilepsy where they've sort of gone, their eyes have gone. And that's it.
I think also it's a podcasting thing, because on ours, WTB, I'm going to push mine. We're going to cross promote vote is what we're doing. I'm going to talk to you guys about that afterwards, too. So women talking bollocks. And I can watch. So Jen Brister, Maureen Younger, the other two. And I can see, I'll start talking because I have a segment where I give advice or I talk about horror movies. Those are my two things. And I can see when the both of them just like check out. I'm like, don't you want to hear about Leprechaun 4 back in the hood? Why are you not listening to me talk about this? Witch Grandma is an excellent horror movie. If you just let me finish, but I can see them like... And I think it is a podcasting thing. When you work with someone for so long, you're like, oh, I know that Daisy Glazer.
Yeah,
look.
She's gone.
Where are you right now? Where are you right now? Are you thinking about that cheese board? I know you are.
Yeah. Normally with Sally, the indication is A, when she's quiet, and B, when she's staring at the microphone for a little bit longer. So it's sort of like she's staring at it. And so, but at the beginning, I used to think, oh, is she trying to work out whether it's on? And then I think, oh, no, she's trying to work out with the sheets on. Yeah. That's
Where did I put my on switch? Where is my on switch?
I'm never on. I'm never on. I'm two glasses of Prosecco down.
You are. What a time to be alive.
God, you guys, I'm going to show up in Berlin with like one sandal, a water wing, and... I don't know what happened. This is what happened. This will be my next drunk story. What's the worst drunk story? I showed up to Berlin with one sandal and Danny's pants and...
On a tangent, Alison, is there a drink that you absolutely cannot drink now? Like that's it. Can't sniff it, lick it, whatever.
Okay, I'll tell you this. Please don't judge me. Please don't jump at me. Beer.
That's a big one.
I know, that's a huge, I'll tell you, because I just recently tried to re-begin my relationship slightly with beer because we were in Canada and I took my lovely boyfriend Danny Sutcliffe, and I thought, oh, we'll do something fun. So my friend said, well, why don't we go on a beer crawl for him? There's a whole bunch of like microbreweries in this area. And I was like, oh, that'd be nice. And you get what they call like a flight, which is like those wooden boards, and then you have a sample of all the beers at their brewery. And I drank two little samples, and I swear my body was just like, good night. Like, I was out. I was like, I don't think I'm meant for beer. Like, my whole body was like, no, 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 sleepies. Like, I could not. So I think there's something about beer that is, it's just not my, I can have a sip and be like, oh, that's light and refreshing. Moving on. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, beer.
It just doesn't agree with you.
It's not for me. I don't know if it's the wheat, because it's made out of wheat. Isn't
wheat
it?
And yeast and all sorts. I mean, maybe you've got an intolerance, maybe.
I wonder if I do. I wonder if my body's like, no, we know best. Just go to sleep and stop drinking this substance. Yeah.
Or get some Prosecco.
Yeah, get some Prosecco. This is the thing, though, at a lot of these breweries, they're not offering Prosecco. They're like, we do beer. I was like, I'm fully aware of that. I was like, babe, I'm just going to go buy a bottle and drink on the street, and then I'll meet up with you. But yeah, I tried. So I think beer in general, also like liquor, like brown liquor. You know, whenever you see the old movies of a guy with like
whiskey,
a cigarette.
Brandy.
Yeah, whiskey or brandy.
And the bottle comes scooting across the bar.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking of Westerns. I'd love to do that. Yeah, Sally.
Got it.
Yeah. God, that was fucking brilliant. Yeah.
What is it? Don't ask. Drink it. Liquor. Brown liquor to me is just like.
We've done it on this podcast. I was always a bit like, nah, don't like the dark spirits. But we've done a few on this podcast. Mm. To be honest with you, Alison, I mean, give them another go.
Did you get hammered, though? Were you slammed by the end of the podcast?
No. Or maybe we were. I mean, you know what? We could have been, Lou. We could have been.
We could have been, yeah.
What we need to do is ask... Is that your producer, where has she been? Where have they been the most fucked up? That's what we want. That's
easy.
You know? Which one?
Cocktails.
Well, it would have been Trevor and Simon, wouldn't it? Espresso martinis.
They were on the TV, on kind of kids' TV. They're comedians. They were double actor on kids' TV in the kind of 90s, I guess.
And
they were on the podcast and they were great. Yeah, we drank.
It was a mess. It was a mess.
Yeah.
Martinis are dangerous. They're so delicious, but so quickly. A dirty martini, so good.
We had that, didn't we? We had that once, a dirty martini. Yeah.
Ooh, the brine of the olives and everything. Oh,
It's so good, but it will F you up. It'll F you up. I don't know why.
It'll F you up, Alison.
It'll fuck you up, guys. Yeah.
Alison, dead or alive, who would you love to have a drink with?
I would love to have a drink with Joan Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have a drink with Joan Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be like, tell me about your life and what it was like for you.
Uh-huh.
Who else? I mean, Joan Rivers.
It's a good one. You don't have to have more than one if you don't want to.
I'm going to go with Joan Rivers. Oh, Ricky Lake. Just because.
Yeah.
She's one of my doppelgangers, and I'd like to be like, you know, I thought you were my long lost sister for a long time. But that, those are my main ones. Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
Good answers.
Mm, great good answers.
You've given us lots of fun stories.
I think I'm really good at weddings when I get drunk. I'm very charismatic and very charming. There's something about the environment of a wedding that I could drink like four bottles of Prosecco and still be like, what
is that because
like?
It's free?
Might be because it's free.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also kind of always want to be the number one favored guest at a wedding. Is that wrong that I want to be like, God, that girl, wasn't she fun?
You want to be loved.
I was fun. Yeah.
Would you have this if you were getting married and it was your wedding, would you have this Aldi organic Prosecco?
Everywhere. And I would not change the label and I would brag about it. I'd be like, this is what we bought. Help yourself. Please. I would give everyone a bottle to go home with. I just feel what do you guys think? The taste of this Prosecco.
Oh, there we go. Oh. That leads us swiftly into the
It's almost professional.
Yeah.
Is almost.
It a spit or a swallow? Lou Conran, you can answer first.
It's a delicious swallow from me. I'm only drinking it slowly because I have to drive. But I'm even going to keep that until I get home. I might, if it goes flat, I'm going to put it in the soda stream to jazz it up.
No.
And then I'll have that when I get back. Thank you very much.
Love it. Okay.
Yes,
Sally,
delicious.
What about you? Spit or swallow?
Definitely swallow. Absolutely. But I think I would like to try it with a more ripe passion fruit if I was going to. And I would sieve the passion fruit next time. Although I do like the pulp.
Yeah.
I don't think it's right for that, but I've had it with strawberries before and it was delicious.
Mm.
So it's definitely a swallow on all counts. Passion fruit strawberries are on its own.
I'm so glad to hear you all say that. The other trick too is frozen fruits, everyone. If you put a frozen fruit like a blueberry or a strawberry, instantly there is more flavor because frozen fruits just have flavors. Yeah.
After the end of the podcast, I've got some frozen fruit in my freezer.
Well, then you better go and finish the bottle with your frozen fruits. Yes. Sally, and plan your weekend away in Valencia.
Go get that new top and try it on for everyone in the store right there. Well, hang on, what do you guys think of this shirt?
Cheers. Alison, thank you so much for coming on. You've been fantastic.
Yeah. My absolute pleasure. Pleasure.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, @gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast, or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, at gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review, because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast, where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye!